This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Patients, staff, and displaced persons are leaving Gaza's Shifa Hospital Saturday amid conflicting reports that Israel had given the facility 1 hour to evacuate. Patients too sick to move remain behind with a medical skeleton staff. The Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, have denied that they ordered the evacuation of the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest medical facility. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, IDF spokesman Peter Lerner said the IDF, in fact, assisted with the evacuation at the request of the hospital administrator.
Since the late hours of last night, the administrator of the hospital asked our forces to create an evacuation corridor this morning for the people that can leave. That is what we've coordinated throughout the day. And we've seen people leaving, at those that can. And those that can't have remained in the hospital together with medical staff that have maintained there.
Israel's military has been searching the hospital for traces of a Hamas command center that it alleges was located under the building, a claim Hamas and hospital staff deny, and urging several thousand people still there to leave. Speaking Saturday at an International Institute for Strategic Studies forum in Bahrain, Saudi Prince Turki Al-Fazl Al-Saud condemned both sides of the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
And let me just make clear, as the Crown Prince said yesterday, I condemn Hamas's barbaric attack on civilians on October 7th. But I also must also condemn the equally barbaric and more savage attack of the Israelis on Palestinian civilians, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank.
Prince Fazl also condemned comments made by now former Israeli Heritage Minister Amichai Lahiu, who suggested Israel could use nuclear